want to get out of all of the foolishness and a desire. As a matter of fact, on your way out today, if you haven't had a chance to go with us as we've gone and combed through the neighborhood and passed out door hangers, we're going to make sure that you get some door hangers as you leave. You can pass them out in your own community. You can pass them out on your job. You can use that as a tool that will help you create conversation for somebody who needs prayer. So make sure, Brother Whitmore, we set some more of those door hangers out so people will have them as they leave. I believe that the people who are hearing me today are going to be faithful and obedient, and they are going to pass out door hangers, and lives are going to be changed. People are going to come. Broken families are going to be mended because we dared to have a hunger and a thirst for a harvest. Well, look at this ninth chapter. I'll probably just get to one point. I might not even finish that one, but look at this ninth chapter, Matthew. It's a very interesting passage of scripture, and you're familiar with it. If you begin reading at the first part of this ninth chapter, you'll find that Jesus had been ministering through healings and teachings. And the portion of the passage that we want to read today, or that we've already read at the end of that ninth chapter, it lets us know that there was a great harvest. But it also lets us know that there was a great problem. A great harvest, but a great problem. Somebody say, a great harvest, but a great problem. Yeah, the problem was the laborers were few. And when you examine the wickedness in our world in which we live, we see evil is all around us. And that's a clear indication that there's a great work that needs to be done. There's so much that we can do if we decide that we're going to get involved. There's a great work that needs to be done. But on the flip side of that, if you are actively involved in the body of Christ called church, then you also know that there are only a handful of people willing to roll up their sleeves and labor in the fields. Everybody ought to join us when we say we're going to go out and evangelize the community. But we have to call people. We have to remind people of their calling so that they can come and get involved. That doesn't even sound right to me. If God has called you to a thing, nobody ought to have to encourage you to do what God has called you to do. For the word of the Lord, that's right. The word of the Lord says, work while it's yet day. For night is coming, and no man can work. Some of us are resting on our blessed assurance, and we're sitting on our assets. All right, you'll get that on the way home. But here it is in John 4 and 35. Here's what Jesus told his disciples. Do you not say that there are still 4 months? And then comes the harvest. He says, behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for the harvest. In other words, the fields are ripe and they are ready even today. If we were to disperse today and go out, we would probably win some people to Christ. That's not inside, but they're outside. With that in mind, I would like to just take a few minutes to talk about a few things, and I'll probably just do one point. Minister Shotwell, and I'm going to have her come up here and just lead us on in with a song, one of them old familiar hymns of the church. You see how she's looking at me over there, don't you? She said, Pastor, we didn't talk about that. But I'm going to just tell you about how you can get ready for this harvest that God is going to send our way. First of all, point number one. We must envision the harvest. You've got to get it in your mind and get it in your spirit. We must see what Jesus saw. He saw sheep without a shepherd. Just walk down this street, you'll see it. People are hurting. People are struggling. Jesus had compassion on the multitude. And we must do the same thing that Jesus did. He ministered to their needs. That's another way of saying that. And evangelism does not have to be an organized church program. Some of y'all waiting on, well, I need to get in the evangelistic program. No, you're already in the evangelistic program because evangelism must be intentional. You've got to intentionally desire to witness to somebody else. We were in the restaurant just the other day, the lady was so kind and so generous. I don't know if she's here today or not, but my niece said, well, she said she's going to come to church Sunday. I said, what? She said, yeah. She said, you got any literature that you can give? I said, no, I don't have anything with me. But we got to be prepared and intentional about expecting a harvest. We've got to be prepared and intentional about sharing with somebody that even looks like they're lost. If they're not lost, then they're going to agree with you and they're going to probably help and assist you with the mission that God has set before you. But we must comprehend the consequences, watch this, of them dying without Jesus. If we are saved and we're on our way to heaven, we all not want nobody to go to hell. I'm preaching a little bit better than y'all saying amen. I said, if you are saved and you're on your way to heaven, something were to happen to you tonight, God forbid, you have no problem with knowing where you're going to spend eternity. I'm not trying to get ahead of nobody. I don't want to skip nobody. I don't want to take nobody else's place. But when God calls my name, hey, glory God, I'll be ready when he calls because I know him for myself. And so we must comprehend, watch this, the consequences of people dying and going to hell. What in hell do you want? Y'all gonna say, Pastor up there cussing. No, I say, what in hell do you want? There's nothing in hell I want. This young lady sitting right over here, she has a powerful testimony. I bring her up here after Shotwell finished singing, and this place won't be the same. How God has brought her, how God has delivered, how God has opened up a window for her, and she has a new business right down the street. We went down and had the dedication, and she shouted all over the place. She was thanking God from what the Lord has done. It's one in a million hairstyle salon. I may have messed the name up, but I think that's about right. It's right down the street. And she's one of our members. And the Lord has blessed her. And she's not ashamed, oh God, of the gospel of Jesus, even the Christ. And so we must realize that we have information that the world needs to rescue them from going to hell. If we're going to reap a harvest of souls, then we as a church must envision. Somebody say envision. Jesus envisioned the mission field. Jesus went, the Bible says in verse number 35 of this ninth chapter, he went to the cities, he went to the villages. And when we think of a mission field, many times we think of something way off. We think of El Salvador or wherever. You know, we think of a place over in Africa, over in Asia, or South America, all over the world. But it is true that these places are mission fields, but does the verse say that Jesus only went to the foreign countries to minister? No. It says he went to the cities and the villages. The fact of the matter is that we might live right in the middle of a mission field where we stay. ATOP is a mission field. God, I love you today. Memphis is a mission field. Shelby County is a mission field. Mississippi and Arkansas, Tennessee, they are all mission fields. As a matter of fact, the place where you're going to go tomorrow and where you redeem your check after 2 weeks, it's a mission field. The bowling alley is a mission field. The golf course is a mission field. When you go to Kroger's, you see all kinds of people. That's a mission field. Our own home is a mission field. Do you get the idea of what I'm talking about? Wherever you go is a mission field. Wherever there are lost people, That's a mission field. God, thank you today. And as a church and as individual, we must envision what Jesus envisioned. He saw people who were hurting. He saw people who were devastated. He saw people who were trying to figure it out. And when we envision the mission field, then we got to share with them the message. And the message that we share ought to match the ministry that we're able to provide. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So we got to be prepared for when people do come. So we need more laborers, not only on the inside, but we need laborers on the outside. And Jesus preached a very important message here, and he's encouraging us as he went about doing all the things that was necessary. The reason people followed Jesus was because he preached to them the importance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sure enough, he healed the sick. He made blind eyes see. He allowed the deaf to hear, the mute to speak, and the lame to walk. He even raised people from the dead. But those were just temporary fixes, because one day those who received those miracles, they would die and they would have to face eternity. Even though he raised people from the dead, they would have to die again. But through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, many miracles will be wrought that will last you through eternity. Through the preaching of the gospel, we receive the miracle of salvation. And today, people are looking for miracles. Today, people are looking for solutions to their financial woes. Today, people are in desperate need of solutions for their marital problems. Some are facing some terminal illnesses and are looking for solutions for health problems. And Jesus can solve each and every one of those issues. Reverend Claiborne talked a couple of weeks ago about bringing your issues to Jesus. But you know, there is no benefit in being happy, healthy, and wealthy in this life and then die and spend eternity in hell. You got to be sure and very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Some people are only looking for a temporary fix. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I do have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And when we deliver that kind of message, people will stop looking for a handout, but they'll be looking for a hand up. All right, y'all gonna catch that on the way at home, because Romans 10 says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We've got to get people calling on the name of the Lord. Paul was saying, Romans 1 and 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, even the Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So the question then becomes, are you expecting a harvest? Then you got to envision what God envisioned. You got to see what God is seeing. And then you got to allow God to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. I told you a few minutes ago that we are blessed to be a blessing. We are saved to do some saving. And we are loved to do some loving. Some people will never set up foot in this church to hear the gospel. But you will see them each and every day on your job. That's why we need to envision ministry outside this sanctuary. And I tell you, if we are able to do that, then it's about adding souls to the kingdom. And if they need a church home, then we're going to give them some advice on that. Somebody say amen. But we need to make sure that they know Jesus, and we see the mission field, and we start with the message where our ministry matches the message of Jesus that God has called for us to do. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. God is looking for some laborers even today who are willing to say, for God I live. Come on, Elder, give me some for God I live and for God I die. And Lord, I'll go where you want me to go and I'll say what you want me to say. Have your own way in my life, Lord. Allow me to see it the way you see it. And then give me a heart like you have that I can surrender my will to yours and allow others to come in out of darkness into the marvelous light. Come on, give God some praise right there. Stand with me all over this building. I'll pick this up next week. But I encourage you today, if the Lord is speaking to you and the Lord is ministering to your spirit and you affirming this word that I've shared today, I hear you saying, "Preacher, I really need to expect the harvest, but I understand now and I understand clearly that I've got to pray for it, I've got to prepare for it, and then I've got to make sure I make myself available to be used by God." I don't know where you are, my brother. I don't know your circumstance or your situation, my sister. But I do know a God who will empower us in this season, where that we can expect the harvest even when the world is speaking of drought. They're speaking of doubt. They're talking of virus. But that doesn't change who God is. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It's not based on what you're going through, but it's based on who he is. And if God said he would be with you, he's going to do exactly what he said he would do. His promises are sure. Glory to God. His satisfaction is guaranteed. Won't you bow with me for a moment of prayer? Even as I'm praying, if you want to rededicate your life today, if you want to come for the very first time and make your first confession of faith, if you want to be a part of the body of Christ called ATOP, I invite you to press your way to this altar. If you don't feel like walking, just slip your hand up. We'll have somebody to come to you. I believe God wants you to be a vessel and an instrument where you too can envision what he envisioned. And you're ready and willing to use your gifts to help someone else come in out of darkness into the marvelous light. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Father, we bless you. We honor you and we yet give you praise. Thank you for a word that challenges us and stretches us to move beyond just being satisfied. Thank you, God, that you called us to reap a harvest. Thank you, God, that we have a need to be involved and we realize that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. God, we pray for every person in this room and those who are viewing virtually that you will stir something in their spirit and allow them to come in an attitude of surrender and a willingness to be used by you. So we love you and we honor you. And we thank you now for being our God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, give God praise. Now, before you take your seat, if you feel a need to come, I don't know your situation or your circumstance, but I do know a God, and he's well able to do what no other power can do. Even if you need prayer today, won't you come? We want to pray with you and pray for you. Pastor, I want to rededicate my life. This is a good day. Rededicate your life. Won't you come today? Don't be embarrassed. Don't feel like anybody's trying to pressure you. But listen to God and do what God would have you to do.
In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these,
yes, God. Yes, God.
We need an anchor So be very sure.
Glory, God, glory.
Be very sure.
Yes, God.
That your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Hallelujah.
In times like these.
Yes, God, yes, God.
We need a Savior in times like these.
Glory, God.
We need an anchor.
Hallelujah.
So be very sure.
Be sure, be sure.
Be very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. He is my Savior.
Hallelujah.
That rock is Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
He is the only one. So be very sure. Be very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Come on, say this. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season,
glory, God.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without. Come on, praise team, help me sing that. Say, Lord, 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 Lord.
Whatever you're doing in this season,
I hear you. Don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
Come on, say it again. Say, Lord, oh Lord,
whatever you're doing in this season,
don't do it. No.
Don't do it without me.
Somebody ought to make up your mind. That
don't
you don't want to do it
without,
without the Lord.
Me.
Come on, open your mouth and say, Lord.
Lord, whatever you're doing in the sea, don't do it without me. Don't do
come on,
it
say this.
Me.
Lord, if you're healing, say it. Oh, Lord, Lord,
Lord,
if you're healing, if you're healing,
healing in the sea.
Don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
Say, Lord, if you're healing.
Lord, if you're healing. Healing in the sea. Don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
One more time. Say, Lord, whatever I say,
Lord. Whatever you're doing in the sea, don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together and give God praise. Come on, you can do better. Come on, let's give him a generous expression of gratitude. We serve an awesome God, and he's moving even in this place today. God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. You hang on in there. Don't grow weary in well doing. For in due season, somebody shout due season. In due season, God will do exactly what he said he would do. And so we bless his name even today. Well, even as we come to the close, We want to prepare now for a time of giving. We know that God indeed loves a generous giver, hilarious giver. Many of you have already received your envelopes as you were coming in, envelopes for those of you who are from the north. You've already received those, and there are boxes in both entry areas, one in the back. If you've already prepared your gift and you want to place it in that box, you can go ahead and stand to your feet and prepare to do that at this time. And also for those who are viewing virtually, there's information on the screen that directs you to a secure site. And we're certainly grateful for the continued support of ministry even in this place and for you giving of your tithes and your offerings. And we just believe that God is going to honor that and that obedience brings the reward. So we thank God for what he's doing, what he's already done, and what he will do. We closed out last month with our appreciation month, and many of you shared cards and expressions through Cash App and through checks. Lady Kim and I are grateful for the support of the ATOP Church family, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for you sharing with us from what God has blessed you with. And I believe that God is honored with that, and God will bless you as a result of that. Somebody say amen. Let's say our prayer. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Thank you for this outpouring of your people as they share of their substance back to you. And God, because of their faithfulness, may they receive triple what they blessed, sent to be a blessing. So we love you and we honor you. We thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As we come to the close of this service on today, we always assemble ourselves together around this table in remembrance of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. For without Jesus going to the cross and giving his life, we would not be here on today. So we gather each Sunday just to remember the great sacrifice that was paid that we might be redeemed back to the Father. It was on the night that Jesus gathered with his disciples in the upper room there. On the table there was unleavened bread and wine. And the Bible records that following a meal with his disciples, Jesus picked up the bread that was on the table. And after giving thanks, he broke that bread and he, in essence, said, "As often as you gather yourselves together, this do in remembrance of me." He was saying, remember me being on that cross. Remember me and my body being beaten. Remember me with my head bowed. It's all for you. In like manner, he picked up the cup. After giving thanks, he said, "This cup is a representation of my blood, which will be spilled on Calvary for the remission of sins. As often as you gather yourselves together, this also do in remembrance of me." Jesus was saying, remember the blood, the spear that was shoved in my side. Remember the drops of blood that came from the crown of thorns that was pressed into my head. All of this was done that you might have life and have life more abundantly. So as we remember the great sacrifice that Jesus paid for our sins, let us take of the bread and eat together. like manner as we remember the blood that was shed on Calvary, let us drink of the cup together. Let us pray. God, we thank you today for sending your son, Jesus. But not only sending him, but that he completed his mission. The mission of redeeming us back to you. We know that the curtain was rent, torn from the top to the bottom. But we also know that when Jesus suffered, died, went to the depths of hell and was raised again, that all was mended. So we thank you for allowing him to complete his mission. We thank you, God, that he loved us so much that the nails didn't hold him to the cross, but his love for us did. We thank you, we love you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise on today. What an awesome message. Amen. Are you ready for a harvest? Amen. I had so many thoughts going through my mind as Pastor was preaching. That's an awesome word to go home and meditate on. Are you ready for a harvest? Are you prepared for a harvest? Amen. I'm not going to even expound on it today. Amen. But okay, he said, do it tomorrow. How can I do that tomorrow? Bible study. Join us for Bible study tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. on Facebook Live or live stream. We're still in the book of Psalms. I can't remember what chapter. I think it's chapter 60, around 60-something, 69, okay? I knew it was 60-something. But anyway, join us for Bible study. If you can't join us tomorrow evening, join us on Wednesday via conference call. We are still in the book of Psalms. Vouchers for the vulnerable. You heard that during our announcement time. Sunday the 28th will be the last day to receive $20. If you would donate $20 for vouchers for the vulnerable, that $20 would go to provide four-night shelter for a homeless person. This is for provides for men and women. So vouchers for the vulnerable, if you're doing it online, please make sure you put in the notes section vouchers for the vulnerable so it can be designated towards the right place. Last but not least, let's lift up Sister Perkins. You all had an anniversary on last week. Brother Jerry and Sister Joyce had an anniversary. How many years? 54 years of marriage. God bless you and Brother Jerry. Amen, and congratulations to you. We want to lift up our bereaved families in our prayers. Brother Maurice Rucker and the loss of his brother James Edmondson. That funeral was on yesterday. And we learned on yesterday evening that Sister Cynthia Elliott lost her sister, Geraldine Barrett. Her sister lived in Hartford, Connecticut, and arrangements are incomplete at this time. So please lift up our bereaved families in your prayers.
All right. Thank you, Lady Kim. Even as we prepare to leave, don't forget now, do we have those door hangers available for people to pick them up as they leave? They are in the entry areas and also on the tables. Make sure that you just grab your handful of those. And you have been authorized to evangelize. Y'all get that? You have been authorized to evangelize. That's a sermon. So that's a title for a sermon. I'm going to have to remember that. Sister Carolyn, write me a note. Send me a text so I can remember that. But let's stand to our feet as we prepare to leave this place. And thank y'all so very much for being here and for our visitors sharing in this worship experience and for our online audience and for the many faces that we haven't seen in a while. It's certainly good to see you even behind the mask. and we praise God for your presence. God, we love you. We honor you. We thank you for what you've done in this place today. We thank you for the seeds that have been planted. We thank you, dear Lord, for the thoughts that we are yet thinking and how we can be used in order to bring others into the light, into the kingdom. So now, God, send us forth from this place in power to do your will. It's in the marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, go in peace, and may the peace of God go with you. Amen. Bless you today.
Expecting something different, say.